say, they have tape. They've broken down tape on this Ithaca team. They know they beat the team that finished ahead of them. I think if you're USA, knowing that you have a head-to-head win over the team that finished ahead of Ithaca gives you some confidence.
Now, John, let's take a look inside the huddle of the 17-4 Ithaca Yellow Jackets.
Speaking of huddle, they're right in front of us, right on the hatchet. Coach Jim Thompson, in this first meeting, his Ithaca Yellow Jackets, they are led by two seniors and a junior that average in double figures. We're talking about 6'3", Bailey Chafin, who averages 11.5. 6'4", Tom Stewart, who averages 4, who also teams up with 6'4", junior Ben Drowley, who averages 10.8. Both of those guys are the three-point threats. Now, I want the listening audience to listen for junior Peyton Smith, who averages 7.8. Sophomore Zach Poff has averaged 4. They're both going to handle the ball. And then you have 6'9 senior Sage Walker, who is averaging 6.6, and he's going to create a lot of matchup problems for the USA Patriots.
Coach, when you look at a team like Ithaca, and we've seen enough of USA to know what they're all about, this decided height advantage, how do the Patriots go about playing against this? And if you're Ithaca, we're talking about Ithaca right now. We'll maybe talk about USA when we talk about them. How does Ithaca go about exploiting their height advantage against a team like USA, which is outnumbered on the boards?
Well, you know, the old coaching axiom is the team that controls the paint is the team that wins. And there's three areas of the game that I always look for, okay? And that's two-point shooting. That's on the inside. That is the most important thing because that's paint shooting. And Ithaca owns that. I mean, they have a 49% success rate on every time they put the ball up, while USA is going to have a 36. That is quite significant. Now, USA is going to have a foul shooting percentage advantage over them, 71-58, and also a three-point shooting advantage, 28-23. But how do you get to the line? You have to drive, and that's where the trees live. what are you going to do with a three-point shot? Try to win a championship on it? I don't know. You could.
I don't know if you can win a championship, but you can win a game. And that's how deadly USA can be from that outside. So, it's definitely going to contrast the styles between these teams. I think, personally, if Ithaca can't establish their inside game, there's nothing that USA is going to be able to do about that. USA is going to have to rely on their quickness, pressure, and outside shooting.
I'm going to talk more about what USA has to do when we get to that segment.
With a win tonight, Ithaca would make it back to the regional final to face off with either Millington or Flint Beecher. In Jim Thompson's first year as head coach, Ithaca made it to the regional final. They won the region in 2016, and now they enter regional play tonight for the first time since their quarterfinal run in 2016 when they lost to eventual state champion Flint Beecher.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a tough region for the Yellow Jackets, drawing the speed against USA, and then the uber speed if they survive this game of Flint Beecher. That is going to be fun.
This is a tough regional in general. I mean, it's kind of a who's who when you look at the success that Ithaca's had, USA, and obviously Flint Beecher. This is definitely four very worthy teams playing here tonight.
It's time for a short break. We're 18 minutes away from tipping off the Region 24 semifinal between the Ithaca Yellow Jackets and the USA Patriots right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. USA versus Ithaca coming up next.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in the thumb? It's true. You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You need to get more at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams with yourselves right now. Courtside at midcourt from FedEx, Michigan, as the Region 24 is about to tip off. The first game tonight will be the USA Patriots and Ithaca Yellow Jackets. You'll hear that game right where you are right now. The USA Patriots enter tonight at 21-0 overall, their 14th regional appearance since 1997 tonight. And in the 23 years of Mark Gainforth being the head coach, that's 60% of the time they've made it to regionals. USA finished 12-0 in the Greater Than West, 12 division titles since 1997. Mark Gainforth, like we said, at the helm for 23 years over that time. He's gone 403-127, a good enough for a .761 batting average. Over that time, 14 district titles, 4 regionals, and 1 finals appearance. On offense, USA averaging 59 points per game. That's the second best in the Greater Them Conference. Beat only out by Reese, who lost to Millington on Friday. On defense, USA averaging 35.9. They're giving up. That's the best in the Greater Them Conference by over 8.5 points and allowing just 34 points in postseason play. The differential margin of victory for USA, 23.1 in their favor. That's the best in the GTC by 8 points, and they won 3 games last week by an average of 22 points. In the last 3 seasons, USA has now gone 64-7. They have not lost a regular season game in over 2 years, 730 days to be precise. Since this year's senior class has been in high school, USA has not lost a single district game, and tonight they play in their 5th regional game in 4 years. Of the Patriots' 21 victories this season, they've scored more than 50 points in 18 of them of the 21 and given up 50 points or more on defense just twice. Impressive numbers from USA.
I'm going to expand on one of your points, Clark. I mean, this year's senior class has never experienced a USA varsity basketball team not competing in regional action. Yeah, this is really quite an impressive run.
You know what that tells me? When you get to this level, it's one thing to get to districts. Everybody's in that. But this is a different level. Things ramp up a little bit more, and experience matters. And when it comes down to it, USA has more experience than Ithaca. So if this is a close game, which I think we expect, this is going to be a fairly contested game, the experience edge goes to USA, and that could very well be the difference here tonight.